The scripture will be on the screen, and I'd like to read it for you. I'm going to need these glasses, though. Now the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. And he led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. And he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." And then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life, and I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. And then you will know that I am Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breathe from the four winds and breathe into these slain that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them, and they came to life and stood to their feet, a vast army. And he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. And they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. And when I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord." Amen. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. I'm going to switch mics now, because I like to preach with my hands. All right, we ready? Okay. You know, it's still the Easter season, and a few weeks ago, we did celebrate Easter, but I want you to know, Christ is still risen. He is still alive, y'all. Isn't it great that us as Easter people can celebrate that he is risen? Oh, Lord, be risen in us. Isaiah 42, 18 and 19 reminds me as a promise. And it reminds you as well, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? This is my go-to every year when a new year begins. This is my go-to when Easter gets here. This is my go-to scripture when every new season is about to embark in my life. It is a promise that I hold dearly to my heart. Oh, Lord, it may not look like you're doing a new thing in me, but I am trusting in you that you are. And I'm going to perceive it even though I don't see it. I'm going to trust it in you, Lord. The scripture reading we had this morning was on Ezekiel. And God gave Ezekiel a vision. And I want you to remember that word, vision. He gave him a vision of these dry bones to encourage
Ezekiel and the people of Israel that he had not forgotten them. You see, these dry bones represented Israel and their dead spirit. They were just dead. They had lost all hope. It says in Scripture, they had lost hope. And he wanted to remind them. He wanted to cast that vision that he wasn't done with them yet. You know, Scripture reminds us that my people perish because of lack of vision. And our vision grows dim when we lose hope, when we get discouraged, when we've been hoping for something for so long and it doesn't look like it's going to come to pass, or when tragedy strikes, or things just didn't turn out the way that we thought in our life. My people perish because of lack of vision. But when God breathes a new vision in you, it's like new life has come. The brokenness begins to heal, and it's a fresh new start. Behold, I do a new thing, says the Lord. You know, with this Antioch partnership, God is doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Can you feel it? Can you envision it? God has got great plans for us. You know, God ordained a beautiful season of our life with Pastor Paul and Pastor Ashley and a wonderful lay leadership team to lead us through an incredible season of our life. I have been privileged to be a part of this team, and I remain ever grateful. But God's got a new season. He's got a new season as Paul begins his retirement. God's got great things for Pastor Paul. He does. I don't know what he's going to do. He's been preaching most of his life. It's going to be a big adjustment for him. But I guarantee you, God's got great things in store for him and Rita and his family. And he's going to carry them through victoriously in this next season. God's got great plans for Reverend Sheila Bates, who is coming. Her and her daughter got great plans for them, got great plans as she leads this church into a new season as Pastor Paul passes on the baton. Can you not see it? Can you not vision it? Can you not perceive that God is good? That he's got great things in store for me. He's got great things in store for you personally and our church and our community as a whole. You know why I know that? Because I know a God that's good. A good God. In Jeremiah 29:11, when I get discouraged and I feel myself giving up hope, that's my other go-to scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper and not harm you. Plans to give you hope. Lift my head, Lord. Plans to give you a future. Sometimes you can lose hope. Many times life strikes with tragedies, relationships fall apart, job losses, illnesses, death. Something happens that rocks your world. You know it. Life is real. And sometimes it gets really real with some of the circumstances we go through. Sometimes you don't even know who to even trust anymore sometimes. Sometimes we want to be transparent, but the moment we begin to be transparent, oh, watch out. The world's not ready for that sometimes. And so we're not sure how to navigate sometimes in this world when chaos comes and uncertainty comes, and you just try to figure it out. And it's like, God, I'm losing hope. I'm discouraged. Lord, you need to pick me up off of my feet right now. But hasn't he done it many times before? Hasn't God done that in your life before when you were discouraged many years ago or even just recently? Didn't he bring you through like he brought the people of Israel through? Won't he do it again? Oh, we need to hold on to those promises. When life happens and you start like that, you start retrieving within yourself and you start falling into yourself. And before you know it, not only you are discouraged, but you've lost hope. Brokenness sets in and you cry in the shower. And you try to hold together when you're falling apart on the inside. Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave. You know, when God asked Ezekiel this question, can these bones live again? Ezekiel responded to God and said, oh Lord, only you know the answer to that question. But then God gave Ezekiel something to do. He told Ezekiel to prophesy to those dead bones, to step out into faith, to speak over that circumstance, to tell those bones with the power of God they can live again. So Ezekiel, he obeyed, he trusted, he took that step of faith, and looking over that valley of dry bones, they were dry bones. Brittle, dry bones. There was no flesh on them at all. An army of dry bones. They weren't just dead. They were good and dead. But he trusted. Okay, God, it doesn't really look that way to me. Really doesn't look that way to me, God. It just looks like this whole thing is falling apart. But I trust in you. I trust in the power of your word. So I'm going to do what you say and I obey. And what happens? God gave Ezekiel the power through his word to speak, to declare life back into those bones. And a vast army rose up full of power, full of life and life abundantly. The very breath that we breathe is the power of God at work in us. Oh, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So whatever situation you may find yourself in, declare that the word of the Lord is over your circumstance. The very breath that God breathed in you can declare that God is good and God is victorious over your life. That you do have that hope and you do have that future. I'm excited about this Easter season. Jesus is risen. He is resurrected. Lord, resurrect in our life. The resurrection of Christ gives us that new vision for hope and for life in our world. And because he lives, we are Easter people. We're Easter people. We are resurrected people. Resurrect in our life, Lord. Have you ever watched those zombie movies? I hate those zombie movies. They give me the creeps. I do not like zombie movies. They're, you know, they eat and they talk and they walk like the walking death, and they grunt, and kind of like us sometimes, right? But something's not quite right. They don't have a life in them. There's something that's just not full of life in them. Friends, it's time we recognize the dead places in our life. We clock in, and we've come accustomed to dressing up and putting that smile on our face and pretending with this mask that we are full of life and we are not. And we try to choose joy in the midst of circumstance. There's this picture that I posted on my Facebook page, and I can't escape this picture. It is this little girl. I think she's running through a sprinkler system or something. And she's like this. And she is so full of joy. She is just elated. How long has it been since you have felt that in your spirit? And the caption is, "Choose joy." How long has it been since you've been exuberant like that? We go from life to life, and we go in this circle, this chaotic circle, and here we go again, and here this is again, and then we have broken in our life in one way or another, and then before you know it, we're like, God, this is like a vicious circle. I'm getting a little bit tired, and I'm losing hope. Is this all that life has? When am I going to go around again, right? Your vision starts to get cloudy and you start losing hope, but Jesus is the answer for our hope. He is resurrected and he can speak into those lost situations in our life and breathe hope into our existence. He is the reason why we don't have to walk around in dry bones. Every one of us have experienced that. But we can't bring ourselves back to life. We try, but we can't fix the situation without God's resurrecting power. Now, I know you've heard this nursery rhyme. Help me remember it. Say it with me. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men, couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Something like that. Anything to soothe the emptiness in these dry places. We turn to habits that cause addiction that mend to destroy us instead of bring us fullness and health and freedom. Sometimes we try to act like we're more holier than thou. Oh, I got problems and I'm messed up, but I ain't as messed up as that person right there. Come on, y'all. That ain't right. Because in God's eyes, we're all on the same playing field. He loves us all the same, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. He created us all. And there's no perfect people allowed in here. Jesus is the answer. So whatever background you're from, rich or poor, job or no job, addictions or no addictions, bad habits, the house you live in, the car you drive, whatever messes you have made in your life, God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And he wants to breathe a new life into you again. And church, this is not just for the unchurched. This is for all of us. Because we all have broken things that need to be repaired in our life, that we need him to breathe his Holy Spirit, his healing power back into us again. Ephesians 3:20 says this, "Now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." I have an illustration that I saw this pastor do one time, and it impressed me so much, I thought it would be very fitting to do it here with y'all today. Isn't this a pretty vase? Isn't it pretty? I love how it reflects the light, and I love these little designs in it. You know, you don't realize how much work goes into creating something so pretty. Our life is like this vase. It's also like a box of chocolates, but it's also like this vase, full of pretty things. We love to fill our life with pretty things, right? Sometimes it just don't turn out that way. And you see, it starts, I'm going to put it under here, because, oh no, she's not going to do it. She's not going to do it. Please, this is so pretty. This is like our life. Starts out when we are born. And we're faced with brokenness. It's not breaking. Okay, I got to put some power, Holy Spirit power into this. Robert.
There you go. Oh. You come into brokenness and all of a sudden life happens. What happens? You experience failure. You get abused. You get rejected. You experience tragedy, health issues. Someone betrays a trust. You become broken. You don't know how to get out of it. How do I heal? Until your life turns out to be something like this. Okay, well, Well, I'm going to try to put this thing back together. Let me see. This is the bottom, and maybe this goes like this. And see, this is what we try to do with our brokenness of our life. We try to put it back together. Oh, give me some super glue. Oh, duct tape can fix anything, right? Oh, no. And we try to put it back together on our own power. We ask Jesus into our life, but we don't use his power. We're going to do this ourselves. We're going to put ourselves back together. And the broken pieces that we've experienced, oh, we'll get over it. We'll get over it, you see. And so what happens when you try to put things back together and you're playing with broken shards of glass? You get cut. Broken people break other people. And it's painful and it hurts. And here's what God does. He says, give me these broken pieces. You can't do this on your own. You think you can, but give me these broken pieces. Give me the abuse. Give me your addictions. Give me your bad habits. Give me the pain, man. It's time that you heal. It's time that you begin again. It's time that you get a fresh start. It's time that you let me have control of your life, because you see what happens when you don't. Let me take these broken pieces and renew them once again for you. Jesus changed everything when he was resurrected. He used, they used broken pieces of pottery as a whip on his back. He took our broken pieces so we wouldn't have to. He wants to give you a brand new life. Matthew 27:50-53 says this, and when Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection, and they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. Not only did Jesus rise from the dead, he didn't rise by himself or for himself. He brought people to life with him by his power. He didn't want to do it just on his own. He wanted to bring people back to life when he was raised to life, so that we may live again. See, he's not going to just fix the broken pieces of your life. He wants to give you a new life. A new life. So declare the word of the Lord with the breath that he has given you. Sing praises to him. The earth is full of his glory and power. And because he lives, you can too. And you know, we can take the power of his word and we can apply it to our life. And the very life that he gives us
gives the power to sustain us and overcome anything that we face. New life in Christ. This word is not just to be read, it's to be lived out with power. Use it. Declare it over your life and over your circumstances. Declare that those new bones that he has given you will live again. Now I want you to sing this with me as we declare that the dead places in our life can come back to life again. He can speak new inside of us. All the earth will sing your praise. Sing it with me. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great. Do with that breath in our lungs, so we pour out.